When I have the opportunity to exhort, I have been going through the words in 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. So if you'll turn there with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Our text this morning will be out of verse 5, and the King James says, "Seeketh not her own." But I'm going to start in verse 1, and we'll read down through verse 5. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil." These words often get rushed through, don't they? It would do us well to meditate on them, so that's why I'm taking one little between commas at a time. So going through this very slowly. And so we begin here this morning with this text that love seeketh not her own. Charity seeketh not her own. Zeteo o heteo simply means seeketh not her own in the Greek. Okay, very straightforward translation. The exhortation here is very basic to the commands of God. Very rudimentary, very fundamental. We see this all throughout Scripture. Matthew 27, verse 37. "Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." This first and great commandment is to love God. "And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So the second great commandment is to love your neighbor. It's inconceivable for love to seek its own. For the love of self is no love at all. It is unloving to love self before others. It's not only unloving to others to love self, it is unloving to self to love self more than others. Loving self is like taking the love of God that has been poured out for you and keeping it all to yourself. It's like taking the challenge at the steakhouse to eat that 100-ounce T-bone that you will get for free if you consume it all within a 4-hour period. Well, the first few bites are good and all, but you can never finish it. And then you end up getting sick all over your table and all over your company and everyone you are around. This is sort of like the love of self. Oh, yeah, and you get a $200 bill at the end because you have to buy the steak and the shame of not finishing it. Acts 20 and verse 35, Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The denial of self, again, is basic for the disciple of Jesus Christ. It is basic. Luke 9:24, "Whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." When we seek after self, we are destroying not only our relationship with others, but we are rejecting the love of God. We are vomiting the steak back up all over the table. We are rejecting the love of God. Seeking to put self first is wrongly equated to loving oneself. So the two are not equal. Loving oneself and putting oneself first are not the same, at least as how we read it in Scripture. Ephesians 5:28, we read, "So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies." So here we see that even men are called to love their own bodies by loving their wives. So we have a marital oneness, and where the husband is most benefited as he loves his wife. Loving your wife as Christ loved the church is loving yourself. And we read also in Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." It says also on the things of others. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Loving a brother in the body of Christ is loving to self, because you are a part of the body of Christ. And so when the hand cares for a wound on the knee, the hand benefits because the body benefits. And what is the hand without the body? It's a piece of flesh on the ground that cannot move. If we are in Christ, we ought to be as Christ. And Jesus Christ was not self-seeking. This is the context of the Philippians 2 passage, as Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of humility and of self-sacrifice and loving others. And so how do you know if you're selfish? Here's just 5 ways that I know that I'm selfish. Are you unhappy? Do you lack in joy? The joy of the Lord comes from being in Christ, not in self. In Bob is a very unhappy place, but in Christ is a very happy place. And it was the torture of being in myself that made me see the beauty and the freedom of being in Christ. Second, are you critical of others? Do you find yourself being critical of others? You're a selfish pig if you're critical of others. Are you opinionated and feel others are enriched when you share your opinions, your likes and your distastes? You're a selfish pig if so. Do you have a reputation for turning conversations to yourself? Once again, I'll hold up the mirror. We're selfish pigs if we do this. And do you have much knowledge of the interests and the struggles of the person next to you? How about the person behind you? As a part of the body of Christ, we ought to take an interest in one another and esteem others more highly than ourselves. And so this is our exhortation, brothers and sisters. And one more to go with this, as we are raising precious children in the Lord. Let us teach them these passages at a young age, that it is best to lose your life than to try to save it, so that we don't raise more selfish individuals. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we confess to you that we are indeed selfish, ravenous pigs. Lord, our desires to satiate our flesh is incomprehensible. We cannot be satisfied. And we won't stop rooting and turning up the ground until we are. And Father, I pray that you would help us, O God, to turn our eyes outside of ourselves, that we would see Jesus Christ, that we'd see his ultimate example of humiliation, of putting others first, even others who are much lower than him, before himself. Father, we are certainly undeserving of your love to us, but Lord, there is certainly plenty of your love for us to shed abroad. You are certainly a generous God, and you have given to us abundantly. You have certainly given us so much that we can give to others, that we can consider the needs of others even before ourselves, that as we are in the food line or in the bathroom line or in any other line, Father, that we would not seek to be last so that we can be first in the kingdom of heaven, but we would seek to be last and lay our lives down because that's what Christ did. And Jesus said, "It is finished." And it is those words that has accomplished the redemption of the church. And Father, I pray that we would be as Christ. Oh God, would you help us to get out of the tumult, the terrible place of self. Lord, would you free us? Would you help us to love not only those who are next to us and behind us and in front of us? Oh God, would you give us the faith? Would you give us the love of Christ? That we could love those who persecute us, that we could love those who revile us, who curse over the phone at us and yell at us and scream vulgarities at us. Oh God, would you move us with compassion as Jesus was moved with compassion toward us when we were shaking our fists and reviling against you? Oh Father, they don't hate us, they hate you. And so, Father, help us to be a testimony of your love, that your church and the people, that her people would not be selfish, that we would not just be a bunch of hands laying on the ground without a body, because we are too selfish to be a part of a body. Oh, Father, I pray that you would help us with these sins. And, oh, Lord, as a young person, it is very, very difficult. These are very difficult things to understand. And I pray for your Spirit to move in and among us, that you would help us to see the bountiful riches in Christ Jesus and the freedom that lies outside of self and in Christ. And Father, we also take a moment to confess our own personal sins this morning.